Sonoma County's 100.1. It's KZST. It's 5:30 on Mike Adams, 51 degrees, and a lot of rain falling in Sonoma County. Time to head over to the newsroom. Brent Allen has the latest.
Thank you, Mike. Good afternoon, Sonoma County. Here are the top stories we are following in the KZST newsroom. The Sonoma County Board of Supervisors has approved the leasing of a large building near the Charles M. Schultz Sonoma County Airport and the Smart Train Station in Windsor to relocate about 180 employees. The building at 400 Aviation Boulevard is owned by American Ag Credit and will be leased for $1.9 million per year, fully furnished. The hope is the county would eventually purchase the building. While the exact departments that will move from their current old deteriorating complex on County Center Drive has not been announced, the new offices will be ready in September. An investigation by the Santa Rosa Police Department that began back in December finally paid off yesterday with the arrest of 25-year-old Christopher Mejia. He was suspected of dealing large amounts of fentanyl. A search of his home on Santa Rosa Avenue and a residence on Ripley Street yielded over 1,000 fentanyl pills and about $12,000 in cash. Mejia was arrested without incident. His bail was set at $250,000. The second snow survey of the year was taken yesterday at Phillips Station in the Sierra. Tuesday's snow survey notched 29 inches of snow and a water equivalent of 10 inches. That's about 58% of average for this time of year. Still, that's an improvement from where things stood with the snowpack on January 1st, about 28% of average. Now, if you remember back to last year at this time, we were sitting at 214% of average. Rainfall was slow to develop this morning, but has been very productive ever since. As of early this afternoon, most locations have picked up around a half inch or more, with heavier rain coming in tonight. A check of river levels across Sonoma County shows most will be able to handle this storm fairly well, the exception still being the Russian River in Hopland. It is forecast to reach a peak of 17.5 feet around 3 a.m. tomorrow morning. That is above flood stage. The Russian River at Healdsburg is forecast to hit 16.9 feet now. That's below monitor stage. And the Russian River in Guerneville is expected to reach 27 feet tomorrow evening. That is below monitor stage. In sports, provided the weather cooperates, the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am is scheduled to tee off tomorrow on the Monterey Peninsula. This year, it's a signature event with a higher purse, only 80 professional players, and no cut. However, rain is in the forecast, so play could be delayed. And your forecast. We've got a wind advisory from now through tonight for a strong gust of 40 miles an hour and that flood watch through Thursday night. Tonight's forecast calls for rain and wind with possible thunderstorms. Overnight lows in the 40s, another inch will fall. Tomorrow, rain, occasionally heavy, changing over to showers. Still windy, and we'll have highs in the 50s. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. A new high-tech search team believes they have found the wreckage of Amelia Earhart's missing Lockheed 10E Electra plane deep in the Pacific Ocean. Using advanced sonar, they got an image that matches the plane in the general location where her plane is believed to have disappeared between New Guinea and Howland Island back on July 2nd, 1937. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Hey there, Dan from Johnson Pool & Spa here. Make waves in your backyard with our hot tub sale extravaganza. Dive into savings with up to $7,000 off our in-stock hot tubs. Our hot tubs are the perfect fit for any occasion, from solo stargazing to a splashy soiree. At Johnson Pool & Spa, we're more than just hot tubs. We're your partners in creating a blissful backyard escape. We'll help you choose your ideal model and ensure a seamless setup. Our selection is unbeatable, with options ranging from cozy nooks to party-ready spas. But hurry, these deals are hot and they won't last long. Swing by our Santa Rosa or Windsor locations, ring us, or surf over to JohnsonPoolAndSpa.com for a peek at paradise. Up to $5,000 off custom orders, too. I'm Dan, and I'm eager to guide you to the perfect spa experience. Johnson Pool & Spa, where your backyard dreams come true. Visit us, and let's start your journey to luxury and relaxation today. JohnsonPoolAndSpa.com.
When you think of office furniture, think office furniture, interiors, and design in Rohnert Park.
Say goodbye to bland and hello to fab. They transform workspaces with style and function.
Ergonomic chairs, modern workstations, and height-adjustable options.
This is Benjamin Holtzman, owner and designer of Office Furniture, Interiors, and Design. I invite you to visit us today at 581 Rohnert Park Expressway next to Food Max, or call 707-295-DESK.
Office Furniture, Interiors, and Design, 707-295-DESK.
Sonoma County's 100.1 KZST. It's Mike Adams, 535. Let's do it again. Another check of the roadways. And CHP Officer David Doretti's here with the details on it. How are we looking, bud?
Thank you, Mike. We have those two crashes still on Guerneville Road and Fry Lane. Looks like the tow trucks are just getting on scene for that one. Should be cleared shortly. Looks like we just cleared the one over Redwood Highway and Pacific Heights Drive. And those are our only couple incidents we have for our slowdowns on the freeway. A bit slow at Steel Lane, southbound heading into Santa Rosa, northbound. You'll be on the brakes at Yolanda Avenue as you approach towards Highway 12. We want to remind everybody going into the rainy night to slow it down, drive safe. Make sure you increase your following distance and take your time. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Dave Doretti on KZST.
100.1 KZST.
We were good, we were gold. Kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't. Built a home and watched it burn.
It is Mike Adams. Now, don't forget, if you need some sandbags, Friedman's Home Improvement will give you 20 free sandbags per household. Other places, Guerneville, Sonoma Landworks, and Healdsburg at the Healdsburg Community Center. If you need sandbags.
Look into my eyes. You will see what
Sonoma County's 100.1 KZST. It's 544. It's Mike Adams, and coming up at 7 o'clock, Delilah will be here. Love songs, dedications, the songs of inspiration, and more. Once again, all gets underway at 7 o'clock.
Do you think simply sitting and talking to a customer would be considered a good deed for free? This is Austin from Moore Home Services, and I think it does. Our technician, Jeff, showed up to a service call for a retired veteran who lives in the country with his wife. While Jeff was working on his system, the two struck up a conversation that spanned every subject, from family to animals to world religions to the customer's military service. Jeff was thrilled to learn from the wisdom and the knowledge of the inspiring older gentleman. He later said that he felt like he knew his customer for 20 years, not 2 hours, and he was grateful for the experience. Imagine that, making a friend out of a customer. In this case, it was a mutual good deed for free. Two people connecting and enriching each other's lives. If you need plumbing, heating, or AC services, check us out at morehomeservices.com.
We do more to treat you right. More Home Services.
Be advised, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa this weekend only. Friday through Sunday, Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds, Santa Rosa. Be advised, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa this weekend only. Friday through Sunday, Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds. 18-month interest-free financing. Our factories have demanded we sell 1,000 hot tubs and swim spas this weekend. Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds. Huge factory incentives, factory rebates this weekend only. Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds. We can remove your old hot tub. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Hot tubs starting at $2,999. Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Just relax and enjoy. Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds. Friday, noon to 7. Saturday, 10 to 7. Sunday, 10 to 6. Free admission. Free delivery. Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds. Call 833-SPA-SALE or visit hottubandswimspasale.com.
Recruiting great applicants to work at your company is not difficult, nor is it expensive. Keeping bad workers, even just one bad employee, can be very expensive indeed. Ineffective workers cost you time, productivity, and most important, customers. Hi, this is Chris Stonick, president of Stonick Recruitment, a national recruitment advertising agency and motivational speaker. I'll be coming to town to host a 2-hour seminar on how to better recruit workers, students, and clinical research participants with radio. The seminar is free, fun, and informative. It's also accredited by the Society for Human Resource Professionals. HR professionals will earn 2 recertification credits just for attending. To get all the details or to RSVP, call the following number.
If you struggle to hire and retain great employees, plan to attend the hottest recruitment seminar of 2024, Tuesday, February 13th, 8:30 a.m. at Oxford Suites, Sonoma County in Roner Park. This event is free and attendees receive 2 SHRM credits. So please register now at sonomamediagroup.com or call Kevin Wadlinger at 707-284-9116.
This week at Raley's in Nob Hill, clip your digital offer to get Raley's USDA Choice Boneless Beef Chuck Roast, California Raised by Harris Ranch, for just $4.97 a pound, limit 2 packages. Not a something extra member? Join for free at Raley's.com or download the Raley's app today.
Sonoma County's 100.1 KZST. It's Mike Adams, 547. Still got some slowdowns out there due to crashes, and that's going to be at Guerneville at Frey Lane. That one should be in the clearing stages. They just got that one cleared up at Old Redwood Highway and Pacific Heights Drive. Still got some residual traffic in there, and we still have some slowdowns to look out for. Southbound 101 is going to start, looks like, right around Todd Road, and that's going all the way back almost to College right now. It's a little bit of a slow go there. Northbound is going to start right around the 3rd Street downtown exit, and that's going all the way back to Todd Road. Looking good in Petaluma. East and westbound Highway 12, not too bad. Buckle up. Make sure you got the lights on, obviously, and watch your following distance. That's your latest up-to-the-minute CHP traffic. Sonoma County's 100.1 KZST. It's 5:52 now, 8 minutes away from 6 o'clock. And if you didn't hear this earlier, I'll repeat it for you. That stretch of Highway 12 that was going to be closed over the weekend, it's a no-go now. Obviously, with all the rain, Caltrans says, it doesn't make sense for us to try to repave this. So, yes, it will be open this weekend. And I'm sure that once we get some dry weather, they'll resume the pavement issues.
If you leave, don't leave now. Please don't take my heart away. Promise me just one more night. Then we'll go our separate ways. We're hours had time on our sides. Now it's fading.
County's 100.1 KZST, 5:56. That means 4 minutes away from our final information update. Brent Allen will have the latest for you. That is coming up next on 100.1 KZST.
Yeah.
100.1. It's KZST Santa Rosa. All right, rolling up on 6 o'clock. Still got a lot of rain flying or down, coming down all around Sonoma County. 51 degrees and time to head over to the newsroom. Brent Allen has the latest.
Thank you, Mike. Good evening, Sonoma County. Here are the top stories we are following in the KZ.